What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bring incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest is a dynamic public speaker, coach, author, and visionary course creator dedicated to transforming lives. Please welcome Dr. Lucette Bell. Dr. Lucette, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. You have not had an easy road.
No.
Yeah. And I love stories like yours because it just truly shows the resilience and the spirit of the human spirit. I said spirit twice there, but you've kind of gone through your own journey to get to where you are today, to be a guiding light for others that might be going through some challenging times. So I kind of want to talk about your transformation, being a single mother, facing divorce without child support, to battling cancer, financial hardships, growing a business, all those things. So I'm going to let you kick it off.
Yeah. So, when I really started down the transformational journey was sort of a forced option. The choice was either collapse bold, which I chose to see as not a choice, or find a way to handle it. And the start of really that transformation was, finding cancer right after, I found the lump in my breast 3 days after my divorce was final. Oh, and I didn't ask for child support because I knew it was better for my child. And I wouldn't get it anyway. It would just be a more long, drawn out, more expensive divorce. Yes, exactly. And so I didn't have paid sick days either because I was self-employed.
Right.
So I'm facing surgeries and chemotherapy and radiation and all of these things that you have to leave your place of business to do. And because I'm a veterinarian, I'm a professional, if I'm not there, we're not making any income.
Right.
And so it wasn't just for my child and I, it was also my employees, and responsibility to your clients to, the timing, also made it challenging.
Yeah, that's
you're not necessarily in the very best mindset at that point where, maybe there's a little bit of release in the fact that it's done,
yeah.
But there's so much rebuilding in your life. And then now there's this huge thing. And so that started the process, really started me in the process of realizing I wasn't very good at receiving at all.
What does that mean? Can you explain to us what that means?
Well, a lot of times if you don't really feel that great about yourself, you give and you give, but you don't feel worthy of receiving and you're not good at it. Somebody asks you for help and you're like, no, I don't need it. In the situation that I was in, if I didn't allow people to help me, that was going to put more on my child's plate.
Yeah.
She already had too much, basically, at 12.
Sure.
So it forced me to, because I was, really cared about the situation she was in, learn to say thank you when people offered to help in different ways, realize that I couldn't do it all myself. And really, you had to figure it out because it just wasn't enough.
Right.
Enough, sometimes just trying to figure out the day was overwhelming.
I bet.
Also learn to ask for help from God, the universe, to say, my child needs a ride so-and-so and I can't even think of who to call or what to do. I'm just reaching out and saying, can you help me with that? And somebody would always show up. A phone call would happen. Somebody would walk in the door and say, hey, and so.
Is that amazing how that happens?
Yeah. Well, it's first is trusting that it can happen.
Yeah. Having
right? Because if we don't, it does come to us and we say, oh, no, I got it. Like one of the things that we have to realize is that God, the universe, loves us and shows us that love in so many different ways, like through people and through surprise emails and texts and all kinds of these coincidental things. But when we are in a place of negativity, in a place of not believing, we don't see it when it comes. We tell ourselves it's not for us or it's not, and I have so many examples of doing that in my own life.
Sure.
Then when I started to learn that, being able to change that thinking and go, so it's
probably look back and are like, how did I ever survive those days? You ever think that?
Well, you know what's crazy what's crazy is, how did I survive the marriage that long? Because people said to me, you know, when I was going through the cancer and the, you know, working and all the things, and how do you do that? And it really felt easier.
Really?
Parent. Wow. Yeah. That's- so the blessing for me was thank you, Lord, that the divorce was final. Sure. Before I found it, and that I found it in time to be able to be cured, you know, yeah. to be able to get in remission, which has now been 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way to look at it, you know, just because I'm an optimist. I'm an eternal optimist. Like how, what is the blessing or the lesson that can come out of what something hard that we've gone through? And the way you look at that is just very endearing, like hope. Like, thank God I got out of the marriage and I caught that in time, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, honestly, I appreciate the challenges I've had because I wouldn't get to be who I am and where I am now without them.
Yeah.
But I know now, here's the thing, they were so much harder than they could have been. If I knew then what I have learned, which is why I've been so strongly called to coach and teach and write, and I'm writing a book also on how to build an extraordinary
another one. Because don't you have a couple?
I have stories in a couple of chapter books. Now I'm writing my own book.
Oh boy!
Yes,
because
it's all there, like all the ways to do it and the whys, and after going through multiple challenges
sure.
through that, then stepping out of my business to take care of my brother and almost losing everything. But I struggled financially after that for almost a little over 3 years, mostly because I felt overwhelmed. I felt sure. guilty, felt like I wasn't worthy of more. And even though when I stepped out, I had people I cared about who cared about me, including my banker, you know, sure. really good guy, really like, you can't do this. You can't. But I couldn't leave him in a mental hospital for the rest of his life. I just couldn't do it. But I know now that wouldn't have had been 3 years if I knew all the things I knew now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So after I got through that and I went from almost bankrupt to building a $1.2 million business wow. and then selling it to pursue this passion. But after I got through the financial hardship was really towards the end of it. I was really getting back on my feet and doing well. Late 2019, my mother's health just crashed and she was very independent. So my father was in the later stages of dementia and they still lived on this 500 acre ranch in Oklahoma, out away from even a small town and 2.5 hours, little more than that from me. And I was yeah. self-employed and running a business that's open 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And my brother was in a place where he, you know, mentally where he could help them. And I swore I wasn't going back down the road. I had already just been down, was getting back on my feet. So I used all those tools that I have learned because I just kept
using
processes. And yeah, because I lost my mom in January of 2020. My dad, I had to put in a mental care facility.
Right.
For dementia. And I had their entire estate. Everything they owned was still on the ranch. We went to the shutdown. I was running an essential business. So I wasn't closed. And, you know, and I'm still looking after my brother in terms of his finances.
Holy cow, girl.
Yes.
Juggling all over the place.
Yes. And I'm living by myself. So my pod is a pod of one.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of keeping your mental health and your stability. And so I use all the tools. And in spite of that, I was able to make a cash down payment and buy my house in August of 2020 from, you know, having grown the business sure. and managing it through the pandemic. So I was able to stay in a much better mental space.
Yeah, for sure.
It was challenging. There's no doubt. And I lost my father in December of 2020.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like life challenges you for specific, like certain people like you specifically had to go through those different things to get to where you are today and to kind of now be a beacon of hope and light for someone else that might be going through something similar. Because your story, I'm like, it's just like, you know, you're like the punching bag, boom, life comes at you, boom, like another one. And you just keep fighting back. And it's a beautiful story of resilience and how you, like, I feel like when you go through those challenges, you're being set up for something greater, right? You're this, like, it's like, it's like a lesson. You're going through like the school of hard knocks, and you're being taught, and like you're being taught the resilience. And now you're in a place where you're going to teach people what you had to learn and what you had to go through. So it wasn't for nothing.
And I see it just a little bit differently I see that the challenges came because of my thoughts. We're taught to think from the outside in.
Okay.
That's why a lot of our challenges are so hard. When we learn to think from the inside out, we learn to line up and realize that putting ourselves first is the most unselfish thing we can do. Because if you come at me and you're angry about something, you've got something, or we come into work and you're having a terrible time at home and you're stressed and you're frustrated. And I don't take it personally because I know that I don't need you to be a certain way for me to be okay.
Right, right.
Then I can have compassion for you. If I come into work and I view you as messing up my day, you're at it. And that's what we're taught. We're taught we're responsible for others' people's reactions. You made me mad.
Right.
No, make you mad. You chose to be mad. That doesn't mean I don't have to be accountable for what I say or do. I do. But all of our emotions are actually, and our thoughts are choices. So part of the reason I landed in a lot of those challenges is the way I was taught to think. The reason I picked a spouse and my marriage was so hard is because I had learned to think from the end and to please others first, and that I had to please others to be happy. And I didn't even know who I was and what I really wanted. And it made life a lot harder.
You think a lot of women specifically get caught up in that?
We're taught that. See, that's the thing. We're taught it even more than men are. And so even though it's better than it used to be, there's still a lot. And it's not just at home. It's in society. And, you know, our parents and everyone around us is doing the best they can with the tools and knowledge they have. Sure. So there's no disrespect to anybody around us. It's a matter of getting to learn. Yeah. So the things I teach are, you know, like reverse your thinking, because you want to learn to think. You want to realize that receiving is important, that appreciation, but appreciation for yourself.
Yeah.
So I have specific tools. One of the things that I have is called the reframe game.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I was going to say your reverse rebuild and reframe their thinking, yes, leading to a retrained and successful brain that thrives on intention and choice. I absolutely love that. So sorry, I had to like read that really quick because I was looking at that as you're telling us.
Exactly. And so reverse your thinking is starting to realize that you do need to receive in order to give. We're taught that it is better to give than receive, but you don't have as much to give. You're pouring from an empty cup or a less full cup. And that's receiving from the universe, from God. That's realizing your worthiness. Yeah. Because so much of the reason we block the things, like, I don't think so much God's not giving us lessons, because what he does is pour love and joy all the time. We block it with our thoughts of negativity and with our beliefs that we have to please somebody else to please ourselves. All the things that we've learned through society and just our imperfectness here. And when we start to learn how to unblock it, which is reversing your thinking, how to let that in. One of the reasons I teach the appreciation game is because, which when you get the reframe game, when you sign up for the reframe game, you will also, there will be an email that you also get the appreciation PDF as well with a video to explain it.
This is part of working with you.
Yes, because it's the steps to learn. If you learn to appreciate, what do I appreciate in others? This is like a journal entry every morning. Sure. What do I appreciate in others? What do I appreciate in life? What do I appreciate in myself?
Yeah.
Super important, because we've got a negative voice that most of us, and especially women, but a lot of us in general, that is so constant, and we're so used to it, we don't even recognize it. And it is what is shutting out the opportunities that are coming up, making us blind to them. We don't see them. We're not aware of them because of this constant negative voice. When we start to appreciate ourselves and write it down, and when I say appreciate, I do not mean a gratitude, and there is a difference, because gratitude would be like, I'm so grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm so grateful we have electricity. But you don't necessarily feel it. The purpose of appreciation is appreciate the things that make you feel good.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah.
Because that, you need to change that emotion and you need to feel good. That's how you start to recognize when you don't feel good, which is a sign that you're thinking thoughts that you need to choose differently.
Yeah.
And the reframe game is about how to start changing those thoughts. Because positive affirmations are great. But if you're telling yourself many times a day, you know, I can't do this. Nothing ever works out for me. No diet ever works for me. They never work for me. And you're constantly saying that, then that's exactly what unfolds.
Yeah.
So you have to start, appreciation helps you start to recognize the negativity. Because when you start to make an effort to appreciate things about yourself, oh, and it can be simple. If you're starting from a really tough place, I got up this morning.
Yeah.
I brushed my teeth.
Right. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, and you did something that you had been putting off and it feels really good now that it's done. But all day long, the goal of starting in the morning is to start to change your thinking and appreciate, start to work on appreciating what others are doing around you, what's coming your way in life, because that helps you start building that muscle of seeing what's coming that you're denying with your negativity.
Yeah. Hi, guys. This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. I'm here to share another exciting partnership with you. I have joined forces with doTERRA. They are the leading provider of high-quality essential oils. I've got some here I like to consume, the ones that are consumable. So like sweet orange is really great. I also really, really love their toothpaste. Natural whitening and kind of really helps clean your mouth. You know, we do carry a lot of germs in our mouth, but I've loved this toothpaste. I've ordered it many times. These are some supplements. Here is the Lifelong Vitality Pack. Really great products, high quality products. Definitely recommend it. I also really love the collagen. NMN is a proven anti-aging product. So the collagen and the NMN together is a real game changer. I'm big into collagen. I believe it. I've been taking it for like 20 years before it's even gotten so popular. And that's probably why I maintain my skin elasticity, my hair and nails. I highly recommend checking out doTERRA if you're a fan of high quality essential oils. Not all essential oils are created the same. Go click the links in the description, sign up, or take advantage of one of my bundles that I'm recommending to you with the toothpaste, also the cleaning products and the supplements. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you and stay tuned for more to come. What's the difference between affirmations and reframing your thinking?
Because
I'm big into affirmations. I'm big into like my meditation in the morning and listening to that. And it has definitely helped me reframe my thinking. But it's like a conscious choice though, right? You have to.
And you do have to, no matter what anybody, what we all put out there. I'm a firm believer in the morning routine, and it needs to be, if you're in a household with kids, it needs to be before anybody gets up.
Yeah.
Because you need to get in the best place possible before the things are happening, before the kid's not getting out of bed and you're frustrated. Right. You're building your resilience and your ability to handle that and think better thoughts, yeah, and then be kinder to the other person because
and taking care of yourself.
And you got yourself in that space. You're absolutely able to give more to the others and be the person you want to be when you do that.
Yeah.
So the reframe game is you can't go from nothing ever works out for me to saying an affirmation of everything works out for me and believing it, right? And sure. So you have to make some, so you can start doing things like, well, what if sometimes things do work out for me? What would it look, even if you're not seeing it all,
yeah,
look like if things were working out for me sometimes?
Yeah.
What would that look like if things were working out for me sometimes? And you just ask, get curious and then think about it. And then, could that be working out for better? Because one of the places you want to get to is everything is always working out for me.
Right.
But in that space, that means you believe when something looks negative, it's going to transform into something positive. So what happens is you start changing your thinking. Say when I was in a tough place in my business, you know, we started envisioning, you know, really good staff and doing all these good things. And then something happened where someone who we viewed as a really important staff member left.
Yeah, that's tough.
And it felt devastating.
Yeah.
But if you're telling yourself and you've had enough things happen that now you're believing everything is always working out for me,
right,
you're like, there's more to it. Turns out there was more to it. There was things going on behind our back that had that person stayed, we wouldn't have been able to bring in and build the beautiful team that we were able to build. And so, but you don't, if you just stay in the devastation,
yeah,
and I'm down too. So that's how come I know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, we'll never make it, da, da, da. Then the solutions don't come until you change it. And sometimes something else has to happen for you to change it. Or, you know, like, sometimes people actually have to go bankrupt and have nothing left before they do it. I just reached a point where I realized I sat down with myself one day and said, okay, are you willing to choose to go bankrupt? Or are you going to do something about it? Are you going to take these tools that you learned when you were going through cancer and gain more of them and get on top of things? And are you going to be determined and then start figuring it out? Or are you just going to give up?
Yeah.
You know? And so the reason things were so hard for so long was because I was feeling sorry for myself. I was feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling like a failure, even though I did what I knew I was called to do.
Yeah.
And when I started just making an effort to work on a morning routine that worked and to get in my chair every morning and have that morning routine, you know, at first you get to work and the creditors are calling and you're struggling again, but you get better at it. You get better at retraining your thinking as you get in that morning routine every day. And as you start seeing things turn around because you're making that effort and ideas start coming of how to change. Because I had plenty of clients. It wasn't that. It was the fact that I had to not be there a lot of the time.
Right.
And not as, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's not like I didn't have the clients. It was just getting on top of all the things that transpired when you're not there taking care of all the details and having to do other things. And it's a small business. You don't already have it in place for all of the financial things and everything. And I had really good people that kept the clients there, right? I had a good doctor. I had a good practice, an office manager. They're doing the very best that they can with the tool we had at the time.
Yeah.
Just that's an inevitable thing of having to suddenly, without preparation, step out.
Yeah.
You know? And if I could have been more in that mindset, but here's the thing, I don't regret it in the sense that now I have tools and I got to prove to myself in choosing
now you are
to be there and help my parents and do the right things and still run my business. I got to see, oh, look how much easier it is. Look how much richer my life is through this challenge. It's not any less challenging.
Yeah.
But I know how to handle it now, which is why I know that the tools I have can help other people.
With that being said, what was the point that you decided that you wanted to start coaching other people and helping them?
You know, it came about getting to write the books. So I went to, in 2013, which was after two years after the cancer and right before, well, it was after my brother's traumatic brain injury, but before he ended up in the mental hospital, I went to Breakthrough through to Success with Jack Canfield.
Okay.
And I met a woman there named Kate Butler. And she was just starting on her journey. She's now a very, very successful publisher. And she's published an entire series of books with women's stories in them that inspired an impact series. And she called me and invited me to be in the first book because she heard my story at Breakthrough to Success. And she said, your story needs to be told. And I wrote that chapter in that book. I didn't make use of that opportunity at that time. You know, I felt calling for a really long time, but it's funny how that works, right?
Yeah.
I denied it a lot, like Jonah and the Whale, for a long time. And so more journey happened, right? And so then my story, that I've forgotten how many books were out at that point, 14 or 15, with 20 to 30 authors in each. And all the authors were asked to vote on who they felt was the most inspiring story author in their book and then in the series. And then she pulled the top 20 up from that and chose them for a special book called Leading with Legacy.
Okay.
And she called and invited. So I, in my meditation one morning, I had this, it just kept coming. It wouldn't go away. That I was supposed to write a book called How to Build an Extraordinary Life at Any Age.
Oh, I love
that. And at the time, I was like, what do you mean extraordinary? What are you talking about? It wouldn't go away, so I wrote it down. So then Kate called with Leading to Legacy, and I thought, I don't know how this ties in, but I think this is part of the journey.
Sure. Absolutely.
You start to learn to recognize the inspirations and the intuitions that come, and you just follow. Like if I get an intuition to call somebody, I call them. I don't always know why, but I've learned they might need something, or they might have something for me, but or maybe I have something for them. I won't know unless I follow that intuition, whatever it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And it's crazy how it works out when you start doing that.
Yeah. I agree.
Right?
Trust the process.
Trust the process. And so out of that, you know, one day during this whole process in writing the chapter for Leading with Legacy, and then the path just starting to unfold about what Extraordinary Life is about, you know, I stood in the kitchen and I said, why me, God? Why me? Because I'm still struggling with the worthiness piece.
Sure.
And he said, if not you, then who?
Right.
Right? If you, how can you instill worthiness in others if you don't believe it for you? And when you know for sure that we don't have to do anything. I'm not worthy because I went through these things. I didn't get taught. I chose these lessons because of learning to think differently, like not knowing how to think and then getting the opportunity to learn so that I didn't drown, you know? And I saw, in all honesty, I saw an acquaintance who went a different way when divorce came to her. And I knew in my heart that even though I was feeling extremely overwhelmed, that I did not want to make that choice.
Yeah.
And so it gave me the strength to just try to figure it out. You know, sometimes narrowing your thoughts down to, okay, what do I just need to do in the next 5 minutes? Because if I even think about the whole day, it's too much.
Yeah.
Right. And I learned those skills, but then I lost them a little bit when I was feeling, guess what? Unworthy.
Yeah.
And so worthiness is part of receiving.
Absolutely.
And it's a huge part of getting to be. And it's so, every single person has such gifts to give back to the whole world, to the community, to the universe. But until you step into your worthiness, you don't have them to give. You're not receiving in all the love and the joy that's meant for you. Yeah. And that makes love is like all these different solutions that come and all these ideas and the belief that any problem has a solution. So you can't wallow in the problem, though. When you're in the vicinity of the problem, you cannot see the solution. Same thing happens when you're feeling unworthy.
Yeah.
Then you can't see that that God is sending them, the universe is sending them all the time, every day, all day. But you're not in the vicinity of it when you don't believe it. It can be right there in your face, the email that comes, you know, the person offering, and you say, oh, no, I've got this.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're not allowing people to give is a gift to them, too.
Absolutely.
And when they give,
I'm a giver.
Yes, but when they give, you receive, then you give and you receive.
Yeah.
That's it. 2 + 2 is so much more than 4 when you do that.
Right.
The ripple effects are huge.
Absolutely.
Everyone around you. And that's what we miss when we don't feel worthy of receiving.
Yeah. Who is your ideal client? Who would be someone's listening to this? Obviously, if they heard your story and they can relate to you, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I need to talk to her. But aside from that, who would be your ideal client?
So obviously, you know, anyone who's struggling and having challenges and open to wanting to learn how to think differently, like retrain the brain so life gets easier and the solutions show up and you see them, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to be open to learning the new things, right? And of course, you know, I have specific things that I'm connected to in terms of, you know, illness of any type.
Sure.
And divorce and those challenges that come when
caretaking,
not going to be a good parenting, like you're not going to be able to parent well with the other person because you chose someone to marry that isn't going to be in that space, and you've got to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Financial, obviously, someone who's struggling financially, because most of the change in my finances came from the change in the thinking.
Sure.
Because until then, you know, but if anyone is in a space where they want a better life, they want to not have their emotions played around by whatever they see on TV,
right,
or the conversation that they have at work, or the traffic when they're driving. You know, when you get to work and you're tense because you live in an area where there's a lot of traffic and you're letting it affect you, you know, and you walk into work and you're grouchy from it. And guess what? Then it starts affecting your relationships with your coworkers, how the day unfolds, what happens when you pick up the phone. You know, if you are aware that you're in those spaces and you want to change that.
Time to take control of your life.
Yes. If you want to live with intention, if you want to learn that you can choose, that you don't have to just take what's coming, that you can change the way you think and change your choices, and that you're choosing so much more. You're choosing subconsciously.
Right.
It's a matter of learning to choose consciously. And even when something is going to take you a little bit of work, like you lose somebody that's close to you and you, that's a big change. And it's not just grieving the person. It's also grieving for all the ways that changes her life.
Yeah. Grief is,
you know,
so with that
but
being said,
are things you can do to help you with that, to help you not drown in that situation.
Yeah. And it's very easy to start drowning. Where can people find you, connect with you, and learn more working with you?
So drlucette.net. They can find me on YouTube. Do you post the links? Is it show?
I will be putting the links in the show notes. So I just want you to let them know where they can find you. So I have Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and you have a free appreciation workbook.
And the reframe game is the free one they get this time, but the appreciation PDF will come in the follow-up emails to the reframe game. So both of them have PDFs and also videos explaining how to use them so you can get the most out of them possible. And our YouTube and TikTok channels are very active. We also have a Facebook group called How to Build an Extraordinary Life. And we do lives every Monday. So we'll have a live today. This afternoon.
You guys, those links will be in the show notes. So if you connected with Dr. Lucette and you want to learn more working with her or just following her, just until you're in that place to transform and reframe your mind, then go ahead and click the links, go give her a follow and check her out. Dr. Lucette, this is the part of the show where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
You know what? Every single person is 100% worthy of living what I call an extraordinary life, which is learning to live from the inside out, knowing your worth, knowing who you are, and giving your gifts back to the people you love and everyone around you.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you for that. Well, Dr. Lucette, thank you for sharing your journey with us and how you've come to the other side of that and now doing the work that you're doing, because obviously there was a reason for you going through all those things so that you can be an example for someone who's going through something tough and they need you in their life. They need your help. So thank you so much for what you do.
You are so welcome. Thank you for what you do, because you bring this light to so many people and so many different lights to people. And that's a beautiful thing to do.
While we're bringing light together. So with that being said, you guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. Live your best life. You must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.